Monday, November 16th, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the grains, the Mato Grosso got less than expected rain over the weekend. They're almost done planting, some for the second time. The early crop there needed to supply commercials with soybeans for China in January and February were planted late, and now dry weather doesn't help them. I've never seen the amount of blue denoting cool water along the equator in the Pacific on the world map any larger than it shows today. That is a strong La Nina. It will be interesting to see if they can follow through with expanded acreage. They understand the impact of La Nina on their crops down there very well and are anticipating that they will not reach production estimates because of it. Iowa State University climatologist Elwin Taylor has said that we have a 70% chance of a below-average trendline yield in a La Nina year. We are sure going to start out with one. Our hope is going to be that after a dry spring, the La Nina fades into summer, we get normal rains. We could have a drought rally here in March 1st. I think that we are fortunate that Asia, with all of our ag major trading partners there, have much better control of the pandemic than we have. They use the same safety protocols that our CDC gave the U.S. public, but in their case, they aggressively executed on them from all levels of their government, which ours did not do in a coordinated manner, while many Americans just blew them off. When they would find a COVID positive in China, health officials there would collapse upon it with massive testing and contact tracing with local shutdowns and prove that it could be contained. Asian economies are returning to growth ahead of ours. One great result for us is that there's little to no disruption to our export flow to them. U.S. meat exports to Asia are offsetting weak domestic demand here. Right now, much of the world looks at us with our comparatively enormous resources and wonders what the heck happened to the Americans. Did we really become the land of the free, home of the brave and the stupid? We do have vaccines coming, however. I think that we are going to regret not hooking up with the Trans-Pacific Partnership when we had the chance. First, the 11 other nations that were to be part of TPP went together in a trade deal without us. Next, 15 countries, including China, made their own trade pact called the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. Many of the member countries, such as Japan, South Korea, Australia, Vietnam, and Indonesia, do more trade with China than they do with us. This will give them a boost and tie them in closer to China. Trade deals are not just trade deals, they're diplomatic and geopolitical relationships. The RCEP eliminates tariffs on 91% of their goods between the PAC's partners. We should have joined TPP. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the hogs. USDA says that 42.5 thousand metric tons of pork was sold for export, with 21,000 tons sold to China. At least our Asian export buyers have controlled the COVID-19 pandemic in their countries so that the export side of U.S. pork demand may hold up. The weakness is in the domestic market. A U.S. hog producer that doesn't wear a mask in a pandemic is like a beef producer who is a vegan. The pandemic is literally out of control here in the U.S., concentrated in the Midwest where the packing plants are. The idea that there will not be a second wave of pandemic sweep the packing industry was likely too much like whistling by the graveyard. I expect that plants have gotten more prepared, but as community spread is out of control, they'll find it impossible to keep it out of their workforce. Packing plant workers being denoted as essential workers gives them some override authority, but ignoring CDC protocols can actually make the situation worse as more workers get sick as a result. The workforce will bring it from home with them going to work. The 14-day quarantine will handicap them in an effort to keep this chain going. And as states begin to adopt stay-at-home orders again, if forced to, this would negatively impact demand. On the cattle, why did beef prices rise recently? Seasonal demand, of course, but one could wonder if there was some inventory stocking, too. This wave of the pandemic is worse than the others, and no one knows how bad it will get. Vaccines cannot help until folks are vaccinated. The public has not done what it takes to stop it. With 70 million people erroneously looking to politicians for their pandemic advice rather than listen to the doctors and health specialists. They are to blame for the intensity of the pandemic this round. The doctors and health specialists are proving to be prophetic. Packing plants will likely see some level of disruption from this wave of the pandemic that could again cut kills and reduce the beef supply. You're listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.